The land entitlement is an incentive that the state provides for forming a new municipality. The state has told Petersburg its entitlement is 1,300 acres of the more than 18,000 available. Petersburg's timing on forming a borough has impacted how much the municipality can select. It can only choose from the state land in the borough that hasn't already been designated for another use. Land grants to the university, Alaska Mental Health Trust, and Southeast State Forest have trimmed the pool of available land and also have decreased the percent of that remaining land that Petersburg can choose. Municipal Land Selection Committee member Dave Kensinger thought the state has limited what Petersburg can pick.
You know, most of the merchantable land, you know, something you could either log or, you know, like make a property development out, has either been given the mental health or the university. Mm-hmm. And so basically what we got left, as we can see when we're going through this process, isn't that much of a valued land.
The committee has already gone through the available parcels and compiled a list of its top recommendations if it's stuck choosing only the 1,300 acres. The committee used a selection criteria that focused on land that could be economic development parcels like rock pits, boat ramps, and a mothballed ferry terminal at the southern end of Mitkoff Island. Chair Rick Braun said the most valuable land is accessible by both land and water.
Like, you got highway access, beach access. Right. That's the most valuable. And closest to town, of course, is the very most valuable. And as you get away from town, it's going to be less. As you don't have road access, it's less. If you don't have beach access, it continues to be less and less and less.
Right.
And most of what we got is that of the latter.
While it's ready to recommend a list for 1,300 acres, the committee agreed to seek more than that amount. That could require legislation to increase Petersburg's entitlement. 14 of the 18 boroughs in the state have gone that route. One of the most recent and closest to home is Wrangell. Initially granted just under 2,000 acres, that borough eventually was awarded 9,000 acres in a bill pushed through the legislature in 2010 by Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson. Committee members agreed to seek the entire 18,000 acres of vacant, unappropriated, and unreserved state land within the borough. Kensinger thought Petersburg had a chance asking for the legislation that didn't cost the state money, given Alaska's budget crisis. He also thought the borough could make some simple arguments.
We're just asking for what every other borough, when they became a borough, got in the state. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not asking for a whole lot. We're not asking for more. You know, we just don't. You know, just because we're at the end of the process.
Committee Chair Rick Braun agreed, bringing up the possible reduction or elimination to state revenue sharing, a payment to municipalities.
Each community has to be more self-sufficient, mm-hmm. has to develop their economies as best they can, and this is the best way for the state to help them do it.
Committee members identified other parcels that it would recommend the borough acquire if that amount is increased, along with specific reasons for needing those parcels. The request will go along with Petersburg's mayor and two borough assembly members as they visit Juneau to meet with legislators later this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.